is the Riot Podcast. We will be off for the next couple days. No podcast.
Vacation time. Come on. Da, 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 da. I don't even know if that's a vacation song.
I was thinking about
song.
That other song where it was like, vacation, all I ever wanted.
Vacation. Da, 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 da.
I got nothing.
That's any other vacation songs that we're missing?
Let's pack up and move to California. There is something out there. That's Hawk Nelson, at least. I got that.
I'm just trying to think if there's anything else.
Trevor from TFK was in that video.
True.
It's like, hey guys, come on.
So yes, for the next 3 days, so we'll be back on Monday. Hopefully you guys have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the week and enjoy this podcast, which features...
Dawa versus Wawa, that new Apple stuff. Oh, the new Apple stuff.
The scandal.
Steve Harvey, clearance t-shirts,
Thunderdome.
Racks with sprinkles.
Uh-huh.
Oh, don't forget about Thunderdome. Boat raising, sarcasm. That's about it.
More sarcasm.
Somebody like hit us up about peanut butter ho-hos right in the middle of the show, and I just
you can't get over it.
I'm
can
haunted
you?
By that.
Why
I'm
do you bring him in on it. Monday when we're back?
Maybe I will. The thing is, if I bought that box today, they're not going to make it.
Let's combine them all together because we had a lot of Riot.
Big taste test.
We had a lot of Riot food fights last week. So we did firework Oreos. We did Hudson brought in the cheese curls.
Yeah, but see, that was this week.
True,
so
but it was
three.
Within a week of 7 days, and then you had
Nikki. I eat every day.
What else did we have? Fireworks.
Oh, the hot Doritos.
That's right. Those were super good. But those are all available to watch on our YouTube channel at Radio U Riot. But when I was posting those, I was like, you know, we had a lot. We need to play a game, or we need to do something to vary it up. Bring in some ho hos. Bring in the Pepsi.
Fire.
Bring in...
Just make it one big thing.
One big thing. Bring in the Oreos, the jelly-filled donuts. Just bring all that in.
It's going to take a long time to get all this stuff.
Well, we have a few days off now.
Oh, okay, that's true. So I'll go work on my time off. That's a great idea. Because buying food is work.
That should never be work. That's the reward or the thing that makes you feel better from doing work.
Oh, yeah. I feel great
That's
about
not healthy. All right, so enjoy this podcast. Don't forget Radio U Riot on YouTube and Facebook. We would love to, love to, love to hear from you.
It is the Riot. Wasn't that nice?
We thought about selling the worst of the Riot. But let's be honest, no one is buying this stuff. Get it for free on the Radio U app.
Look, while we're on the subject of gas stations, which if you haven't been with the show for very long, you may not know that we're passionate about gas stations and the food they serve. And
we don't really, not enough to where like you think we eat there all the time. We don't.
I mean, a couple times a day.
It's just we have some fondness from some trips and just some locations of some really great oasis, you know, in your daily drive.
You know what, Nikki, that's exactly what it is.
It is.
I mean, you stop in, the people are friendly, the food is warm-ish.
It's there.
The soda fountain
is
available.
The beverages are there. The snacks are there. And then there's some warm, fuzzy memories.
And look, I know you could be from certain areas and your gas stations suck. But I mean, like on the East Coast, I can tell you there's some wonderful things. Not even as good as, like we don't have a Wawa where we live.
Wawas are my favorite. They're some on the East Coast down to Florida
as well. All the way down to Florida, yep.
And anytime I go to DC, I always stop at the Wawa. There's one on the way in, depending on how I drive. Or hey, anytime to New York City.
Yep.
I went to Florida.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I went to Disney World, I went to the Wawa almost every day.
In Orlando, yeah.
I was like, I'll just swing in here, get a little something.
This is amazing.
So there's the Wawa chain of gas stations that, as Nikki and I have said, like amazing places. They've got like restaurants basically in them. Plus a lot of their food, it's good.
Plus this pretzel thing, okay.
Yeah,
donuts,
Nikki
really likes
good. The pretzel thing. But then have you guys heard of Dawa?
Now it's not Wawa, but it's Dawa. But this is in the US.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I thought at first like, well, maybe it looks a bit UK-ish or something, and no, it's in New Jersey.
Nope, it's Dawa, and Wawa is suing Dawa, saying
similar logo and similar name.
It looks like they took the logo. At least it's close enough where it's just like, oh, and it's got. Is it just me, or does it look like that little leaf? Do you feel like that's a Whole Foods-like stab
it's sort
right
of,
there?
Yeah, knockoff for
they're,
it.
They're like, we're Wawa, but Dawa, and we're, All right, we're not Whole Foods at all, but we have a leaf.
Now, they're saying, though, that the word is a Korean greeting, and it loosely means welcome. So they wanted to know that everyone is welcome in Dawa. But Wawa, which got its name for the Canadian goose... It's what?
Okay.
I've never knew that, but Wawa, for its part, gets its name from the Lenape name for the Canadian goose.
Okay, just to be clear, I'm glad we know that now.
I had no idea.
Because I have often wondered,
it's like, do you want
a water? What the heck is that?
Like, I'll take a Wawa.
It's like... Baby want a Wawa?
Yeah, that's what.
Baby 13.
But they also say that not only the name, but yes, the design of the Dawa logo is so similar to Wawa, which, again, these words are so terrible.
I know.
Like, if you're just joining us, you're like, they're babies.
What are they doing up there?
It's just grocery. It's gas stations. It's fine.
Yeah, so... Wow. This also, did you see the other story? They talk about it in this article, but how the 7-Eleven guy ended up, the 7-Eleven franchisee that left 7-Eleven and started the 6-12.
6-12? You can't do that.
He can.
He can?
I think he won that thing.
Whatever, guys.
So.
Okay.
It's amazing.
So Wawa won the case against Dawa. And so they're going to be changing their name, but they've not announced yet. So if you're in New Jersey, then there's something for you.
You know, if Dawa is Korean, somewhat for welcome or hello, what if you call it like hello or welcome?
Yes, you're just going to have to come up
just
with something
else.
Put
it in English? I don't know. You know what? There's a reason that I'm not naming franchises.
Just you could have done better than the Dawa company.
You know what, though? If you were Korean.
Oh, no, it would make sense, but not when it's so close to the competition.
Yeah. And they're delicious.
And the logo looks
like
the same.
Yellow donuts with the chocolate on them.
The Riot with Obadiah.
Them honey buns and Cheetos done caught up with you.
The Riot with Nikki.
Yeah, she's a liar, because I don't know her. So whatever she says is a lie, so.
The Riot, Radio U.
Yesterday, Apple had their big press conference. And let me tell you what, I'm not buying one, but boy, those new iMacs, they're black.
Oh, they're sleek.
They look freaking awesome.
They're massive.
I'm telling you, I was just like, oh.
I used to have an iMac a long time ago, and then, you know, I use a laptop mostly.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I don't really need the desktop version.
Yeah.
But boy, they sure do look nice.
They look spectacular. I know everybody get mad at me, like, they're overpriced. They're a lot of things, but I'll tell you something else they are. Beautiful.
Yes, we'll give it that. As shallow as we can be on it. It's all, we're fine with it.
Say whatever you want. You
get
a look at that Retina display on that black bezel, and it is so nice.
Well, yeah. You're not the only one who thinks that.
Get your cell phone over here.
Yeah, scoot on up. It's right there.
Let me get a look at you. Let me see you in the light. But yeah, they are pretty. They announced a lot of other stuff, too, but the other thing that caught my attention, aside from those big, beautiful iMacs, was the new Apple HomePod,
yeah.
Which is their
they talked about
Echo / whatever competitor.
They said that, like, the Google Home sort of thing,
uh-huh.
People were expecting Apple to come out with call it a Siri speaker.
Yes, and their big angle on this was, hey, music first. So they say that they've put a heavy emphasis on the sound quality that it's able to deliver. So think about it. They're trying to sell it to you less like a digital assistant and more like an amazing place to access all of your music.
That's also a digital assistant. But I think that's smarter.
I agree with you.
Because, again, when you start looking and pulling back the onion of digital assistants and all those, that's your phone, so
yeah.
You have a little bit of redundancy with it. But if you're looking back at it like, oh, it's an amazing speaker that will also do all this stuff, and maybe you needed a Bluetooth piece speaker, then it's still expensive, though.
How much is it?
Is it 300 and something?
No, it is not.
Maybe I'm wrong.
No, I'm saying it is that. That is...
I was like, wait a wait a minute. I guess maybe I could be wrong. You're, I have no, not yet finished right. all my stuff.
That is...
with looking at it all.
That is insane. There is no way.
But it's a really nice speaker, Obi.
I'm
listen
sure
to the
it
sound.
Is.
Like, it's
I'm
like a
sure
siren that will hypnotize you.
I'm sure it's amazing. I'm sure that it is. And but... when your competition is $200 and you are almost twice that much, what the actual heck?
Well, also with Amazon, like with their Echoes, those are constantly, like they're making those as cheap can be.
I have an Amazon Echo Dot, like the little one. It's $50. And I will have to tell you, I think you would be surprised by the quality of the sound that comes out of it.
Sure.
I have heard the larger one, just the Amazon Echo, that is that 170, 180? I don't know, but like that has six speakers in it, puts out fantastic musical quality. Now, I'm sure that Apple is all able to offer a premium device.
For its HomePod.
But twice as much? Ooh. I don't, but I mean, you know, that is the Apple pricing scheme.
Yes,
they have a tendency
that is
to
how it goes.
We have this that has all the same features plus an extra 40% on the price tag. Who wants it?
Well, you're paying for the name.
It. That is crazy talk. Sit down. Stop it.
Stop it now.
All right.
Well, it seems like everything they'll come out with it will fall under that same category of sit down and stop it. But yes, it'll be available in December, and it'll cost $350.
Oh, get out.
Okay, well, guys, we have to leave now. We can't talk about the HomePod anymore.
They unveiled, what is it, iOS 11, watchOS 4.
Yay!
And then High Sierra, the new Mac OS that will roll out later this year.
Yes.
So, and all kinds of other stuff. I'm done talking about it. Keep your $350 speaker. You kiss your mother with that mouth? You are filthy.
Send your complaints regarding that worst of the riot moment to fireobadiah@radiou.com.
I got myself something new.
It looks nice.
Found it on clearance.
Not surprised. It seems from a leftover from, is that Ghostbusters?
Maybe from last summer.
It's the Marshmallow.
The Marshmallow Man.
The Marshmallow
Stay
Man.
Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
I like the blue. It looks very nice.
It was $4.94.
That is awfully low.
That is very.
Okay, as someone who buys merch, like, that's getting low.
That's probably below cost.
Not depending where you got it from. Like, I'm sure it's still there, but that is low.
I love the way it fits. So I'm really curious to see how old Stay Puff does in the washer.
Is it soft?
Oh my gosh, it's so comfortable.
Wow. Like a marshmallow.
Well, you know what it is? It's a Funko Pop T-shirt.
Oh, I didn't know they do shirts.
I didn't know that either. But I will tell you that I may have ended up at Target for an extended period, maybe longer than I wanted. And when you get stuck, you begin to...
Looks around.
Wander. And then...
I would have said Walmart. So that's a Target?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it came from Target. And it came... Here's
with
the
low, low price, I thought surely that must be.
It came in a box.
Like Funko.
Right. So you had to buy it in a box. And I was just like, you know what? At $4, I could just, you know, use it as a rag. It would cost me more to go over
for a towel or something, yeah.
To housewares and get a rag. So just take it.
It looks very nice.
It was comfortable. So I bought two, not of the same shirt.
Oh, I was like, wow, you're very confident, aren't you, on it?
No,
that design will live forever in your wardrobe.
Okay, don't tell anybody, but I was standing there and I was like, just open the box. So I opened the box, yeah. Got the shirt out, and I was like, well, again, it fits enough. And at $5, four something.
What's the other one? Is it another character?
Well, it's like a Funko Stormtrooper, I think.
Oh, sure.
But, you know, the other thought I had was like, at the very least, it would be good for jammies.
Sure.
You know, a little something
but
to sleep in.
But look, you wore it out.
Well, yeah, I did. And what's funny is I actually, when I got up this morning and I looked at it, I said to myself, I was like, you know, you said you were only going to wear this like around the house.
Sure, like in private.
And then I thought, you know what? I don't have any pride left. Just put it on.
The only thing I'll say with this that's really hard is, you know, Obi and I live in this work warp sort of lifestyle where, you know, we come and like every so often we'll go out to lunch and we'll see people with lanyards and like you have to wear khaki pants or like a button up or some sort. And you look at it and you think, well, that would be interesting, like work wear. We don't have workwear. Our workwear is the lowest of the low. I mean, it's t-shirts, jeans, shorts, and flip-flops.
I ran into a friend of mine from college, and he was in a suit and tie.
Yeah.
And
that's daily wear.
I had an X-Men t-shirt on, and I want you to know that I walked away feeling I couldn't decide if I was... I felt like less.
I felt like less
of a person. So I'm not making a great case for myself in my Stay Puft Marshmallow Man shirt.
I feel like it's hard for us. Like it's safe here if you're wearing it.
You could wear anything you want in here and no one would care.
Like one time I was going through my clothes and I have an abundance of bear shirts and panda stuff. And I was like, you know, you gotta do something. So it's like, it's still like we wear still t-shirts, but when you go out and people see you, you're just like, man, I coulda something without a print or something.
I gotta go straight home today.
Yeah, I can't like meet you or when we have meetings, you're like, man, why'd I wear that? It's got a bear on it or like it's got a marshmallow thing on it. So I don't know what the point of the story is.
I'll tell you what the point is. Free shipping.
Free shipping on our merch. When in doubt, wear a Radio U shirt and then it's fine.
People see that Radio U shirt and it communicates taste.
Yes, a smart choice.
All right.
Print on your shirt, but still workable for workwear.
Well, yeah.
A lot of people wear them under your buttons ups.
Yeah.
Ever wonder what Nikki is doing when she isn't rioting? Find her Twitter feed at riot.radiou.com. Obadiah is there too, but who cares what he's doing?
Hey, anybody see those leaked episodes of that new Steve Harvey show?
Wait, what is it?
Thunderdome. Yeah. Just to be clear, that's a play on Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. And at times you might hear me say, there are no rules. It's Thunderdome.
And that's where that comes from. This is a play off that, and it's supposed to be some new show from Steve Harvey.
It just bothers me that I've probably been saying that, and people are like, oh, he's talking about that new Steve Harvey show.
I don't think so. I think they get the quote. I hope so. He's
talking about the new Steve Harvey show.
Every time he says Thunderdome, he's wrong. It's Thunderdome.
It's Thunderdome. He must be making a play on words. That's what he's doing.
Is it storming?
That's clever.
It is.
That's a clever thing. So Steve Harvey was one of the shows that the hacker, the Dark Overlord.
That's the hacker's name.
They don't know if it's a person or a group of people. And so the Dark Overlord is the hacker that released the 10 episodes of Orange is the New Black back in April. They were trying to get money from Netflix, like, hey, we stole your show and we're going to release it.
They stole several shows from studios like NBC, Fox, and CBS. And Steve Harvey's Thunderdome was set to premiere on ABC on June 11th.
Yep.
But has been 8 unaired episodes have been leaked to the Pirate Bay. The Dark Overlord has released stuff to the Pirate Bay.
Oh my gosh.
What?
I'm just starting to connect some dots. I was telling Nikki off air that my mom asked me, she's like, hey, did you see that new Steve Harvey show? Do you realize what this means? My mom is downloading
stuff from
the Pirate Bay.
Is she the Dark Overlord?
My mom is the Dark Overlord,
now,
dude.
I know she can't, like, put her Wi-Fi back up, but...
She's like...
She might still be a pirate hacking genius.
She's like, hey, Ob. I got to tell you, ABC didn't pay. So if you want to come over and watch those new...
I got it. Your parents Steve and grandparents Harvey can enough. Surprise you.
Dude, they totally happened. That's my mom. She's the Dark Overlord, which, I mean...
She just pretends to not know how to do things because then that'll throw people off of like, no, she couldn't possibly.
She's got that room she doesn't use, except she does.
My biggest part in this is I don't want to watch Steve Harvey's Thunderdome. So I don't know how... How big of a hack is that?
You know what? It's got to be one of those things where it's really annoying to the studios. But as you're saying, I feel like, and I could be wrong, but I feel like the audience of the Steve Harvey Thunderdome
won't even know.
I don't feel like those are the people that are on Pirate Bay downloading, like, oh man, I got all 10 episodes of that Steve Harvey thing.
Now,
like,
the Orange is the New Black, when that was hacked, that's closer. Because that's a very pirated show.
And it's a Netflix show, so that means those are internet people.
Yeah.
The Steve Harvey show is broadcast. It's free anyway. You just get it early. So, what, spoilers?
I don't know. For Orange is the New Black, yes, to get it early, and then I guess for the five people who don't have Netflix.
Exactly.
Maybe, exactly. But who knows?
So, all right. Well, just to be clear, Dark Overlord ain't done. They snagged, they say, dozens of titles from a lot of different studios. So,
why don't you go ahead and release some daytime TV?
We got you soaps.
I'm real interested in that stuff.
Want to know what happened to the evil twin? We know.
The Riot.
They hate me. They hate you. They hate us.
Why else would they make us listen to the worst of the Riot? Radio U.
Well, Nikki, you have certainly outdone yourself this time.
What did I do?
Nikki sent me a video.
Of the tiger thing? I know!
Oh my gosh!
Like, what's wrong?
So,
what is wrong with people?
It's the Changzhou Zoo. And, well, okay, it makes sense. Like, they got two tigers at the zoo, and it came time to feed it. And this donkey's like, hey, guys, where are we going?
But the problem is, what's
happening?
They were taking a live donkey to be fed to the tiger. And so there's video footage of zoo workers pushing
the donkey into the enclosure.
Over the cliff and into the enclosure, and then the tiger's eating the donkey.
Just to be clear, the donkey is on like this slide. He's on this thing, and they lift it up so it'll fall in, and the donkey's like, oh, wait a second. Where am I going? He's like, hang on, wait. I'm slipping.
Grab my hoof.
I thought we were going to the zoo. I wanted to see the tigers.
The tigers then eat the alive donkey. And this is how, I don't know if they feed them this way all the time or what.
Well, don't you remember that story we read a couple, what was it, like a week, 2 weeks ago about the guy with the python that fed it live chickens? You just throw a live chicken in there.
Normally at a zoo, I mean, yes, it's still eating. The tigers are going to eat an animal, but for, I don't know what to say with it because I'm watching it while we're talking. Like, I can't. My mind's like, no, that's not it.
That tigers don't do that.
The poor donkey.
Look at that. They're actually just petting him. Oh, they're biting. That's biting.
That's dying.
They say it took him about a half an hour to kill it.
That is so sad. Like, are people at the zoo watching, or is it closed, or why?
Well, you know, this is what animals do, Nikki.
I know, but at a zoo, it's about teaching in a way that our brains and our, you know, emotional state can accept, and I don't want to see that.
You think maybe they normally hand bamboo in there? They're like, here, guys, learn to eat this.
No, but normally, if they're feeding it donkey, which I didn't know was
Do you think they go down to the butcher and grill it up?
Well, it's at least
the zoo. They got a zookeeper in the back.
Yeah, like here, I think that they take meat with vitamins and vegetables and stuff,
he's
and
gotta
put
kiss
it
the cook.
To get like a kebab, and then and feeding it that way, not just tipping the live donkey over the side of the enclosure for it to be eaten.
Oh my gosh!
Weird.
It is the crazy. It's you know, it's not funny. A donkey
it's
died.
It's not, but you don't know what else to do with it. It's you just don't know what to do. I have no idea. And it's just like there's the workers.
Oh my
it's
gosh.
Sliding in. It's
I know. I know. That's the part that gets me. Is the donkey's like, where are we going?
What says it? Am I at a playground? Is this a slide?
Ooh, I love to go swimming. Wait, tigers!
The article does not say if this is how they feed the tigers all the time. And that's what I'm most curious about.
What do you think? Maybe like it was, I don't know, the main zookeeper's day off, and that guy was like, man.
And just saw the donkey.
These donkies suck
zoo,
anyway.
This is where mine is. at a zoo, now this might be a different one, but like our local zoo here, the donkey has its own exhibit.
It has its place.
So that's like stealing from one to feed to the other.
This is a safe place for animals. What are you doing?
But it's not, because the donkey gets it.
Well, the sad thing is that animals eat each other.
Yeah, I know that, but at the zoo, it's supposed to be like an okay zone. Like we all decided to separate.
It's like the shark in Finding Dory. It's just like, oh, I'm fish are my friends. That's what the tiger is supposed
Finding
to do.
Nemo? Here,
Nemo. Wrong one. Mm. You're right. Sorry.
What are you? A donkey? A tiger?
I've been called a donkey before.
Just, I'm closing out. I don't want to see that
Hey,
anymore.
You're the one that sent it to me.
I know. I'm sorry. Remember, if I see something, you must see it too.
Well, in fairness, Nikki and I do have a this is so bad you look at it policy.
And you like seeing the donkey slide off. You know you did.
I kind of did.
The Riot has a problem with authority.
It's a little rule. Maybe you're not familiar with it. Nobody tells me what to do, ever.
Nikki's going on down to the Sprinkles.
I like Sprinkles cupcakes.
I have
been to Sprinkles LA, including the ATM. One night, very late after a flight, I just moseyed on over
on.
To the ATM. The DC one, the New York. I like Sprinkles cupcakes.
Mm.
I like the red velvet ones.
Mm.
And when Chris just went to Vegas, he sent me a picture of the Vegas ATM cupcake machine.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever been to those, that is Sprinkles.
Delicious. I think I want a cupcake right now.
Yeah, so why can you fault this rat? Watching cupcakes too.
I'm not mad at him.
No, the problem is that there's been a video.
A break-in.
The Glendale, California Sprinkle Store on Saturday. A video has been released of a couple of people outside the store videoing in. When the store was closed overnight, they caught video of basically a rat in the cases where the sprinkled cupcakes would be.
Mm-hmm. He's just running around.
That has led Sprinkles to say that there was a structural malfunction and other circumstances that led to perhaps an opening for said rat to get in. But they're taking it very seriously.
A structural malfunction?
Meaning like maybe a hole in the case? Something like that. Like they didn't shut it?
Look,
maybe that was the malfunction?
Then by that argument, anytime a rat gets in, that's a structural malfunction. How'd the rat get in here? Structural malfunction.
How else are they going to explain it?
The building failed to keep the rat out. What would you call it? That's a structural malfunction.
So for the video, if you watch it, you really do see there's a little rat just scurrying through all the cases.
He's just going everywhere.
Yes, he is.
So here's my question.
Does it change the fact that I would still want a Sprinkles cupcake right now?
That's the question. I just wanted to know, does this change things? Like right now, let's say that you and I were magically whisked away to the location where this happened.
Oh, the Glendale one?
Yeah. And we were standing outside the Glendale Sprinkles, and they were like, you know what, Nikki? Believe it or not, cupcakes are half off today.
Why, I wonder.
Would you like to get yourself one of these cupcakes?
Only if the word was out and that meant that's probably the cleanest that place has ever been.
You know, Nikki, it could have been clean before. See, it wasn't a cleaning malfunction. It was a structural malfunction.
And they want you to know that. I would probably still feel the most comfortable with only going through the ATM.
So that way you don't have to look at the cases where the rats have been defecating in your cupcake.
It's like we all go through the drive-thru of that one or two fast food restaurants where you don't want to go in because you know better than that. But yet going through the drive-thru, suddenly it's okay.
Yeah, well, ignorance is bliss.
Yes.
I don't know.
So I don't know what's going on if I order my cupcakes that way.
Okay. I don't see the fast food employee using the hand washing sink as a toilet. I didn't see that.
What? I went to a hamburger place on Saturday, and it's not a drive-thru place, but it's another one, and the employee was in the bathroom, and then I just saw them leave, and I was like, wait.
Did they wash their hands?
You didn't wash your hands! And it's like, wait, you don't know what to say.
You know what, Nikki? It cooks out.
It's a structural malfunction.
It cooks out. I'm sure it's fine.
Every place is gross we eat at, guys. We know this.
What did you think of the riot?
Get out of my life! Now!
Grab the podcast now through iTunes, Google Play, or the Radio U app.
Hey, I don't want to call you a lazy bum or anything, but You're kind of a lazy bum.
Well, what are they not doing?
Well, I just want to compare you to somebody else because I thought I would show you someone and then you could feel bad about yourself because you're not as good as them.
You're not doing as much?
What do you guys think?
Well, pull your car right on up. Guys, let's hear this.
Anybody else want in?
Let's do it.
All right, let's talk about Harriet Thompson. Harriet, on Sunday, ran the Rock and Roll Marathon in San Diego.
Yeah, they have those in different cities, don't they?
I don't know the answer to that.
I think I remember someone doing in Nashville.
Yes, Nikki. They have different marathons in different cities.
Thank you, Obi. that's, thank you.
Okay. You asked.
I did. And that was my bad.
Yeah. She's 94.
Oh, wow.
She has become, at least as far as we know, the oldest person to ever run a half marathon. Amazing.
She couldn't do the whole? No, she's just teasing.
Best you could do, huh? Oh,
She did perfectly fine.
Thanks, Nikki.
She did wonderful.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
She says, I guess it's unusual, but I don't know why people are making such a big deal. I feel like I did when I was 16. I just can't move as fast.
Aww.
It's pretty fantastic. So she said, I enjoyed running across the finish line. That's always the biggest thing. And I really enjoyed having my family with me.
Very nice.
She was running to raise money for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. She has had cancer twice. Obviously, she's made it through both times.
How old was she? 92?
Yes.
Wow.
So want to hear something else, though? Remember how you were mocking her earlier?
I'm not mocking her.
Yes.
Just joking.
Yes.
What?
In 2015... she was the oldest woman to finish a full marathon.
Oh, she did.
But after, you're going to love this. You're going to love it. After she had cancer last year, she hasn't been able to do a full marathon since then.
What are you doing? Thanks so much, Obi.
Yes!
Thanks so
much. Yes!
That's a jerk. Fine, thanks.
So go,
my
go
innocent
ahead.
Question.
Go ahead, Nikki.
No.
Ask again.
No.
Ask again.
Why? She didn't do a marathon, a full one? I'm not. I don't feel bad. I didn't mean it that way. So much.
Oh, yes.
You had so much fun with that, right?
Yeah, and I'm going to bring it up later. Just so you know, I'm tucking it away so I can bring
just
it up again.
Just think about, 92, that is so old.
Well, she's 94. So she did the full marathon at 92. She's 94 now. She's done a half marathon.
Like, think of this. At 94, you said her kids, her family were with her. Her kids are, like, older than your grandparents.
Her kids
amazing.
Are probably, she's like a great-great-grandma. Like,
yeah.
She is, like, 94 is old, dude.
That's very, very old, especially to be, like she said, still moving around.
But I will tell you, I was at the rec center, this has been last year, but I ran into a guy that he and I were just talking in the locker room, and he was 92.
Wow.
And I was amazed. Like, he was, and he even said to me, he's like, well, he's like, I can't really build muscle anymore, but I'm just in here to kind of maintain. Like, and I just thought to myself, I'm like, yeah,
that's
bro.
That's impressive.
Right there. Like, that, I've thought about that guy many times, because I literally have thought, like, man, if that guy can keep
do that,
at it,
sure.
Me too, right? Me too. I can do this. So there you go. 94 years old, half marathon. So congratulations to her. Wow. So get out there today, okay, everybody? Let's do something.
Worst of the riot, not enough. Not enough. Check the blog and all things riot at riot.radiou.com.
I want to say hey to Justin. He is texting in this morning. As I said, you can do the same, 877-2-RADIO-U.
That's a good morning in Georgia.
Yes, he just texted us pictures of strawberry nut M&Ms. Have you ever seen those?
We've had strawberry M&Ms, haven't we? But not the strawberry nut ones?
I don't think we've had strawberry
M&Ms. Is that just strawberry peanut ones?
You know what we need to do? It's time to build a database.
Because we can't remember
it
anymore.
Just
we
is.
Have eaten too many food items.
Database, spreadsheet, note. Something keeping track of everything we've eaten.
And I will say at the bottom of the bag, it says share size. But when I looked at it, that looked like shark size. Doesn't it?
Well,
the folds in the paper.
To be clear, it's neither. That's not enough for a shark, and it's not enough to share.
So a limited edition strawberry nut. So strawberry peanut M&Ms.
Yeah, but I was just thinking, you don't like strawberry,
no,
right?
No, I don't. I'll eat them.
You like strawberries?
No, not as much.
Oh, friend.
I mean, I will still eat them, but I don't like strawberries. I think I had a tinge of an allergy to it when I was little, and I don't really like them.
I don't like strawberry-flavored things, usually.
I like strawberry milk or...
Right, or like this. Like, hey, you know what, though? I'll drink a strawberry milk.
You want to clarify that?
I'll drink that.
You don't want to go down in the riot history books and say, notice strawberry milk?
Like, this is all for posterity. It's important what gets said in this room.
Artificially strawberried M&Ms, no, that's what you're going
to
say.
Well, let me put it to you this way, okay? If you, got me some strawberries dipped in chocolate. In fact, I had, oh my gosh. All right. I had a friend of mine that got a box of... What do they call them? Is it edibles or whatever? And that's the company.
Oh, the fruit bouquets.
You shut your filthy mouth. It was unbelievable. It was a strawberry.
It's fruit and chocolate.
Dipped in chocolate. It was one of those things where I was just, it's not very often that you eat something. And you go, I just need to savor that. Let the flavor linger there in my mouth.
It's sugar
for a
dipped
while.
In sugar. It's just delicious.
Don't break it down like that. All right, let's not deconstruct. What was magical?
We posted. If you do not follow us yet, you should at Radio U Riot on YouTube. We put up a couple of our most recent food fights, which includes the firework Oreos, the heatwave Doritos, and then this morning I posted the taste test we did yesterday with Hudson, and that's the Old Bay cheese curls.
Mm-hmm.
So if we find the strawberry nut limited edition M&Ms, we could do. What is that, Lisa? What did you send?
What is it?
Peanut butter ho-hos? Did you see that picture? Lisa, thank you for texting that right then and there. Yes!
You shut
now
your filthy mouth.
Now that goes to the front of the line right there.
You shut your filthy mouth.
We're taste testing that. Yes, yes, indeed.
Well, hello there.
We like that you guys just text us pictures of food all morning. All morning long.
Hello there, peanut butter ho-hos.
Don't you look fine and nice?
I mean, I'll try your strawberry nut M&Ms for the show.
Oh, no, but the
peanut butter ho-hos?
That we're looking for.
I'm at home alone with a glass of milk and a box of peanut butter ho-hos.
All right, well, anybody else want to text any other food items to us? 877-2-RADIO-U.
You just feel free to do that.
Anytime you would like. We'd love to see them.
Wish the worst of the riot would never end.
Everything that has a beginning has an end.
What is wrong with you? Get our daily podcast through iTunes, Google Play, or the Radio U app.
Who wants to go out and raise a Revolutionary War gunboat from the floor of the waters?
You know, I'm so busy. I don't know if I have
time. What's going on up to Lake Champlain? Dig that thing out of the bottom? What do you think?
Well, that sounds like fun, doesn't it?
No.
Now, if you said that it does, then maybe you have a career.
You do. Like, you've got a future.
Boat raising and treasure stuff and all that.
The 54-foot Spitfire sank a day after the 1776 Battle of Valcour Island. Valcour? You mean like the never-ending story? The boat sinking led to the 1777 American victory of the Battle of Saratoga. This then led to the French blah, blah, blah.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So they want to pull this thing up and then put it in a museum. So what do you think?
Keeps getting better and better.
You know,
I'm sorry. Is there stuff on it? Like, do they think there's all these things from... Wait,
you mean like gold?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily, but like, has it been plundered already? Has everything been stripped of it, or is it still pretty much intact?
Well, they say, intact, like, it's on the ocean. Like, well, it's not the ocean, but the lake.
But you get what I mean. Like, will there be still things there?
It looks like a boat.
Did people go and strip the copper from it? Like, still good.
I don't know if they had any copper, but it's
but
an excellent question.
If there was, people would have taken it from it.
You know what, Nikki? I don't know the answer to that, but I do know that when the whole idea here is they would pull it up and then it would be delivered to a museum that they're building in Plattsburgh, New York. They're still building the museum. And they say they'll be ready to deliver this boat to the museum between 2038 and 2040.
I'm sorry, what? When?
Yeah.
How many years?
2038 or 2040?
What?
I think in fairness, that's when the next Avengers movie is due to come out.
That's a long time.
Is that Avengers 8 or Avengers 9?
I don't know.
It's supposed to be out in 2040.
Are we all going to be here or what's that?
Well, I mean, I hope to be.
Yeah, I guess.
That's only 20 years.
I know, but it feels longer, doesn't it?
Sounds too long.
Yeah, it does.
Well, I mean, you know, like you won't be as spry as you are now, but...
We'll still be doing this, be like, yeah, you remember those 20 years ago we talked about that one boat?
Okay, don't know if you guys have been with the show that long, but you may remember back in 2017 we talked about the Spitfire.
And look, time flew by.
Yeah, so this whole thing from building the museum to restoring it, which is going to take a while, they're saying about $44 million.
I guess we could have used that money for other stuff. But
well, here's what I think. Let's make
I'd love to look at an old boat.
Why don't you guys make it $45 million and just give one of those millions to me, and then you can continue going on.
You know what you could call yourself? The captain?
Oh, I'm the captain.
I'll take a million.
Well, the captain needs his share.
You're right.
The captain's share.
That was your ship.
Did you guys put that in the loan yet? All right. Put the captain's share back in, and we'll be ready to go.
See you in 20 to 30 years.
Hey, that's only like right around 2%. You won't even notice.
The Riot.
Apparently, some of the less athletic types go nuts for this stuff.
Radio U.
Hang on, I got to hear this thing before we talk about it.
You want to hear something?
Yeah, I got to listen to this.
Okay.
Tilda.
Tilda?
Okay. Tilda. Do you know what a Tilda is?
A Tilda?
Yeah. Not a Tilda. A.
Tilda. That actress lady?
Yeah, there's that. It's that little thing on the keyboard, the little squiggly line, upper right-hand corner. The tilde.
The tilde. Okay, I'll look at it.
I just wanted to make sure I was pronouncing it right because, you know, we never pronounce anything right. I thought we'd get this one right. So somebody
on
YouTube.
We got keyboard right.
That I don't know who they are. I didn't vet them.
Oh, T-I-L-D-E. Ah, okay.
The tilde.
The noodle.
Yeah. I'm sorry, the what?
It looks like a noodle.
Is that what you call it?
No, I've never even looked at that thing.
Okay, you don't ever use that for console commands and Quake and Doom and...
Never. I don't think I've ever used the symbol for that. Never, ever, ever.
Okay.
So, where is it? Upper left hand under escape. Okay.
Yeah. Did I say upper right hand? That's wrong.
No. I don't know.
Upper left hand. Yeah, there it is. So that thing. So I am reading an article here that I've got to give them some great credit. Their idea is that we have often talked about how so much of the internet is sarcastic. So many things are sarcastic. But sarcasm is often about tone.
Sure.
Or it, like, you can convey it with vocal tone or some sort of a nonverbal communication that's like, oh, that's sarcastic. I was...
Like quotes, putting it something like that.
I was listening to our podcast yesterday, and I was talking about something, and I was being sarcastic. But
it doesn't come off as it, right?
I was listening to it, and I was like, you know what? Nobody knows that this was sarcasm.
I've told him a few times his sarcasm is so good that no one even knows when he's doing it.
I listened to it, and I just thought, I don't care about any of the things that I'm saying. This is all sarcasm. But because nobody knows. Nobody knows that this is sarcasm. They're not getting it. So their idea was that we should start using the tilde, which we use for nothing.
But put the symbol and then they'll know in a messenger or email that you're being sarcastic.
And you would use it like quotation marks.
That's a great idea.
So that you would throw it up there, say you're whatever, and then throw it at the end and the people would be like, oh, sarcasm. The only problem is that true sarcasm can only be enjoyed when someone doesn't tell you that it's sarcastic.
But in text message form and email, it would help because sometimes there's miscommunication, which leads to hurt feelings.
It does.
So you can have the little noodle thing. It looks like a confused mustache. So that's also something.
Well, first off, now you've hurt its feelings. Thank you.
Let me put the symbol up so it knows
you've
I'm just being sarcastic.
You've called it a noodle. You've called it a confused mustache. Nikki, it's a tilde.
Tilda on the keyboard.
Yeah, so you use that thing to tell people you're being sarcastic. So, like, for example, when
still I... Still won't help you for the show.
Like, when I say that I'm really excited to go home and read that book I got about typefaces and symbols, that would have a tilde around
that
it.
That would have that, in case you couldn't tell.
I would put that there. In the meantime, you guys, oh, look at that. We just got a text from Chris, you know, our Chris.
Yeah, he's on vacation this week.
He is. He says, I love your show. He put a tilde on each side.
You're so mean.
You know what?
That's fine. We'll can't wait for you to come back.
Tilde.
Yes, that's right.
Tilde.
Your office will still be here and intact and clean and just fine.
Yeah. I haven't been sitting naked in your chair since you've been gone. Your keyboard hasn't been under my arm this entire time.
We had him shut the door, so it's fine.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
Now, if I was a horse, would this be free?